Hello everyone, Nexa here at Evolving RPG, and in this new series, I'm going to be going over a review of a camp. For those of you who don't know, my godson, whose name starts with a K, is going to be staying with me for the week, and we shall call him K-Man. Say hi, K-Man.
Hey, everybody.
So K-Man, Mrs. Nexa actually enrolled K-Man into a camp for the week. And the name of the camp is Camp Junior RPG Video Game Design. And so they actually design their own game. So I figured what better way to see how this plays out than to interview K-Man. So first thing I want to start off with is that they actually designed their own world map. So, K-Man, can you tell us something about your world map?
My world map is made of snow and grass. So the snow is from how it snowed and the grass. So the snow melted and the grass was right and the grass was right there in fields.
So it sounds like you have a cold world. Is it a cold world?
Yes.
Okay. And so how do you picture your world or envision your world? What do you want people to see when they see your world?
I want them to see how creative I am and how they like it for it. So that's why I had snow and grass because it was a winter world. So it wasn't always cold. It can be hot sometimes too.
So my understanding is that now that you created your world, that you actually created a town. Is that true?
Yes.
So can you tell me how does creating a town differ from making a world?
It's not that hard. You just have to build some houses, some shops, some buildings, some fancy buildings. It's not hard. You can actually do the stuff that you want to create in your town.
So, which is easy, creating the town or creating the world?
It can be both. Now, if you just put your mind to it and you have creative stuff to it.
So, can you describe your town for us?
So, describing my town, it can be either like, so the first house is the so the first house you can just walk into my town and you can see the entrance into my house, and then my house is, first of all, my house is painted blue, and then the shop is, so all the shops are gonna be red, green, it can be any color. So, and all the houses, they can, so I all painted them gray and red because gray and red are my favorite colors, and I like how it's decorated.
Okay, that sounds good. So, is there anything else you would like to tell people about your first day at camp?
But I still had a good day at camp for everybody who's listening.
Well, that's good. So it sounds like we have a DM in the making, and I want to thank K-Man for taking time out of his busy schedule to do this podcast with his godfather. And so I want to thank all of you all for listening to it, and say goodbye to the audience, K-Man.
Bye.
Oh, before we say bye, before we sign off, would you mind if I interview you every day to give everyone a status update on how your camp is progressing?
Yes.
And there you have it, everyone. K-Man says yes. So we may have a 5-part series. So once again, thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you enjoyed as much as we did creating it. And take care.
Okay. Bye. See you on the next podcast.